Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Authorities are investigating the cause of a house fire in Ladysmith that claimed the lives of two elderly siblings. The blaze broke out on the property on Daly Road yesterday. Fire and rescue teams discovered the bodies of the 64-year-old and 61-year-old brother and sister inside the gutted house after containing the fire. An inquest docket has been opened. KZN Cooperative Governance spokesperson Senzelwe Mzila says a specialized disaster team has been sent to provide relief.
The preliminary reports indicate that the members of the community attempted to extinguish the blaze prior to the arrival of emergency response teams. A formal investigation is currently underway to determine the origin and cause of the incident. MEC Buthelezi has commended the bravery and swift action of community members who intervened during the emergency, demonstrating active citizenry and community resilience.
Umsundusi's ongoing electricity disconnection drive has drawn criticism from residents and businesses. They say despite their accounts being up to date, they are being cut off because of faulty billing data. They say the billing system is dysfunctional, producing incorrect statements and estimates that make it difficult for consumers to manage their accounts. The Umsundusi Association of Residents, Ratepayers and Civics says in 2020 it did a case study on the system and proposed fixes, but the municipality has yet to act on the recommendations. Anthony Waldhausen is the CEO of the association. He says it's been a headache for ratepayers.
We find that residents go to the municipality to sort it out, but they've been sent from pillar to post. This is why we've actually met with the municipality to ask them to now please can they have some form of a system whereby residents can come in and to have a designated person that can actually go through their account.
Sanral CEO Reginald Demana says a nationwide tap-and-go system is being rolled out to make toll payments far and more secure. Toll gates have become hotspots for card fraud, with criminals using skimmers to steal card information. The fraudsters often siphon small amounts from accounts that usually go unnoticed until they add up. Demano was speaking earlier today at Camperdown, where Sanral and the Department of Transport officially launched the completed upgrade to the N3 at the Ashburton Interchange. He says he hopes the new payment system will help reduce the number of fraudulent transactions.
Obviously, you know that fraud also learn. So whether in future they might catch up with new technologies and come up with new systems, we don't know. But so far, what we have learned from TRAC that has implemented Tap and Go already is that it has reduced significantly fraudulent toll transactions.
And UN Chief Antonio Guterres says it's now clear that efforts to cap global warming at 1.5 Celsius above pre-industrial levels will fail in the short term. But he adds that there is a paradigm shift and leaders take the problem seriously by driving towards net zero greenhouse gas emissions. He was speaking ahead of next month's COP30 climate summit to be held in Brazil. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 32. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.